Welcome to day 114. We are up to Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet, and these are the Mishnayos for the second day of Pesach. Now, we learned in the last Mishnah that when one drapes a single vine over either a trellis or an ilan srak, a tree that is non-fruit-bearing, in both of those cases, it's as if the entire trellis or the entire tree is draped with that vine. That's to say that you're not allowed to plant under any part of the canopy or any of the branches of that tree, because we assume at that point that the canopy, the whole purpose of the canopy at this point, is to hold the grapevine, and the purpose, so to say, of the tree is nullified to the grape also. The grape is more chashuv, the grape is really important, so it's as if the entire tree is really serving that one grapevine, and therefore the entire thing is not allowed to be planted underneath. We also learned that if a person did plant underneath that, it's okay, right? You're not supposed to, but it's okay. But as soon as the grapevine starts to actually drape over that crop that you planted, then it's a problematic. Then you have to uproot it. Now, says our Mishnah, what happens if it's a fruit-bearing tree? Says Mishnah Dalet, Hamadalas Agefen al Miktas Ilan Machal. If a person takes one grapevine and drapes it over branches of an Ilan Machal, an Ilan that does produce fruit. Mutar lahavizera el tachas hamosar. You are allowed to plant other sorts of produce in the areas that are not directly underneath the vine. Why is that true? Because when it comes to an ilan machal, when it comes to a fruit-bearing tree, the tree is chashuv, is considered important and significant in its own right. It doesn't subtly become subservient to the grapevine that is there. The area that has it draped around it, that does get defined by the grapevine, but everything else, the tree is significant in its own right. It doesn't become nullified to that one vine, and therefore, as long as you're not planting directly under that grapevine, you are allowed to plant other sorts of produce. But if that grapevine then continues to grow and now is covering the area in which you planted or in which you want to plant, depending on the two different ways that the Mefarshim read it, then yachzirena. Then all you have to do is pull it back. You have to pull back the vine to the area that originally was, not over the produce or not over where you want to plant the produce. And then you can continue planting in the areas, again, that are not directly under the grapevine. So the tree never becomes subservient, so to say, to the grapevine. And even if it starts to grow beyond that one tree, you just can pull it back and then continue planting in any place that doesn't have the grapevine directly under it. Now we're going to have two examples of stories that corroborate this idea. Ma'isa shahalach Rabbi Yeshua eitzel Rabbi Yishmael the Kfar Aziz. So Rabbi Yeshua visited Rabbi Yishmael in this village of Aziz. The Haraouhu gefen mudla al miktas te'ena. So once he came, Rabbi Yishmael, whose home it was, it seems, Rabbi Yishmael showed Rabbi Yeshua and asked Rabbi Yeshua the question. He showed him a gefen, a vine that was mudla al miktas te'ena, that was draped over a part, only a branch or two of a fig tree. Amar lo, Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Yeshua, am I allowed to bring any sort of produce in the under the rest of the tree that is not, the parts of the tree that is don't have the grapevine draped over it? Amar lo, mutar. Rabbi Yeshua said, yes, you're allowed to. That's exactly what we just learned in the Mishnah. As long as it's not directly under the grapevine and it's a tree that is fruit-bearing, then you're allowed to plant in the other areas. Now, ve'alu misham lebeis hamaganya. Then Rabbi Shmuel brought him to this other place, Beis Maganya. Ve'aru gefen shehi mudla al miktas hakora this dan shel shikma. He showed him this huge sycamore tree in which a grapevine was draped over one of the branches of the sycamore tree. Sycamore trees are very, very large and have very large branches. Uvo koros harbe, and there are many, many other branches that did not have the grapevine. Amar lo, says Rabbi Yeshua, tachas akora ze aser, under that one branch, it was called a korah by a sycamore tree, under that one branch, you are not allowed to plant other produce, vashar mutter, but the other parts of the tree, you are allowed to. So two different ways the Mefarshim understand this. Either, as the Rambam understands it, yes, that's exactly the halacha, the sycamore tree produces fruit, and since it produces fruit, it has the same halacha as every other fruit-bearing tree. You're not allowed to plant under that one branch that has the vine, but the rest of it, you are allowed to plant underneath it. That is one approach, the easier approach. The alternative approach is that even though a sycamore tree does produce some fruit, it's very insignificant. It has the status of a non-fruit-bearing tree. So the halacha is, according to that explanation, the halacha is that Rabbi Yeshua was telling him, you're not allowed to plant under that branch. The branch is so thick, it has the status of a trellis, or it has the status of a non-fruit-bearing tree, and that one branch is like a tree unto itself. Every branch of a sycamore tree, because they're so large, is like a tree unto itself. So you're not allowed to plant under that entire branch, just like with a trellis, just like a non-fruit-bearing tree, but the other branches are like considered separate trees entirely, and therefore you'd be allowed to plant under those. That is Mishnah Dalet. Now, our Mishnah, Mishnah Hey, is going to ask a simple question. It's going to go back. We've already mentioned this Ilan Srak, this non-fruit-bearing tree, at least as we defined it. Says the Mishnah, Ezehu Ilan Srak. Well, what is an Ilan Srak, right? We translate it as non-fruit-bearing, but the Mishnah is going back to the basics. What is that? So, the first opinion is Kol She'ena Osaperos, exactly as we've been translating it. It is a tree that simply doesn't bear fruit. Rabbi Meir Omer, Hakol Ilan Srak, Chutz Min Azayis Veteina. No, every tree is considered an Ilan Srak except for an olive tree and a fig tree. Why is that? Because when you drape grapes around the other sorts of trees, let's say an apple tree and an orange tree, grapes are more significant than those fruits. And therefore, when it comes to these halachos of vines, the tree either way becomes subservient to the grapes because the grapes are considered much more chashuv, much more important than the other sort of produce. And therefore, just functionally, it's as if it is batel, nullified to the grapes, and therefore you're not allowed to plant under the entire thing, except for an olive and fig tree, because those are considered chashuv in their own right. Those are considered important in their own way, so that would never become subservient to the grape, except where the grapevine is. And now a third opinion, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Kol she'ena kamoa notin sadus shlemos. Any sort of produce that you wouldn't plant of that produce, huge fields, you wouldn't plant orchards of that sort of produce, then hareza ilan srak, meaning if it's not chashuv enough that you plant an entire orchard of that sort of fruit, then even if it is a fruit-bearing tree, it would not be considered halachically a fruit-bearing tree. It would be considered an Ilan Srak. The Bartimer points out, we paskin like the Tanakama, like the first opinion, it's very simply defined as anything that doesn't bear fruit. If it bears any sort of fruit that is at least somewhat significant, then it has the status of a fruit-bearing tree and all the halachos that apply. And that's what we've been translating Ilan Srak as non-fruit-bearing because of this opinion of the first Tana, the Tanakama. That is Mishnah Hey. We'll continue Mishnah Vav tomorrow.